consolidate denominations, consolidate physical facilities, consolidate the hours of worship. Wherever there were churches with empty pews, the congregations were merged with others in nearby villages, and the leftover facilities confiscated by the state. In theory, it sounded reasonable and even advantageous to the church. One large, united congregation in place of several small, struggling ones. In practice, it meant that many members of the shut-down churches simply ceased attending anywhere. Most of them were peasants, attached to their old places of worship, and travel between villages was slow and difficult. Two church services were allowed each week, one on Saturday, another on Sunday. But Saturday was a full workday in Romania. The Saturday night services were poorly attended, so that, in effect, worship had been consolidated into a single meeting. But what a meeting! I arrived at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the service had already been underway for an hour. I would not have found a place to sit, except that I was recognized as a foreigner and invited to take a seat on the dais. And so, with my knees squeezed tight against the organ, I spent the next 3 hours with this group of Christians in the heart of communism's inner circle. When it came time for the collection, I put in the plate approximately the same amount in Romanian currency that I would have at home. As luck would have it, I was the first person to whom the plate was passed. There lay my bill for all to see on the bottom of the alms basin. As the collection continued, I realized, with growing embarrassment, that I had put in 20 or 30 times as much as anyone else was giving. I noticed something else. Often one of the worshippers would put a coin in the basin and hold it while he made change. I had seen this in Catholic and Orthodox churches, where there were pew fees, but never in a Protestant church. The entire coin was obviously more than most people could give. Probably a bill as large as the one I had placed in the plate represented a month's free-to-spend income. I felt bad about what must have come across as the ostentation of a rich foreigner, and that made me smile, remembering how we had always been the poorest family in Vitta. To make matters worse, at the end of the offertory hymn, the head usher, instead of taking the plate to the altar, brought it to me. He shoved the plate into my hands, repeating some words in Romanian. Finally, I understood. I was to take my change. No one would put so large a note into the offering without expecting some back. What should I do? Accept the change in the name of graciousness, or accept the chagrin and let the church have the money I wanted them to have? While I was debating, with every eye in the room upon me, I realized with great joy that this was not my money at all.